back when I was a freshman in college, I woke up one morning to what felt like a knife stabbing my lower abdomen. After months and months in pain and a whole bunch of doctor's appointments, I was diagnosed with a chronic disease called endometriosis. My pain was unpredictable, and I really struggled with not being in control of my body. I really had to learn to accept the fact that sometimes I just needed to rest. After 8 years and six surgeries, I finally started feeling like my body was in a better place. I had struggled with depression and anxiety since my diagnosis, but right before COVID began, I finally felt like both my mind and my body were at ease. Strange timing. But this feeling of actually being more in control of my body was really something that was very new to me, and I wasn't so sure how to navigate it at first. I took the opportunity to really just think about what I wanted for myself in the next 5 to 10 years, and it was so empowering for me. And it was also the first time that I had felt in control of my life in a lot of years. The very first thing that came to my mind when I was thinking about my future was kids. I had always pictured myself being a mom someday, but I was also very, very aware that endometriosis can impact fertility. I had thought about egg freezing before, but it really never felt like a realistic option for me just because of the near constant pain that I'd been in for so many years. And then COVID hit, and it was really very strange timing. I was at this place where I finally felt in control of my life, but so much had to be put on hold at the same time. But if having a chronic illness had taught me anything, it was that things often and don't always go as planned. Back in the fall, my 28th birthday felt like it was very quickly approaching. I started to think more about freezing my eggs. For some reason, 28 felt like this really big number to me, especially since I was still single. The more that I thought about it, I realized that I didn't even want to have kids until at least my mid-30s. And while having kids at that age now is pretty normal, I didn't know what kind of shape my own ovaries would actually be in at that point. As horrible as the pandemic has been, it's really created more flexibility in some aspects of our lives. I knew that egg freezing came with a lot of side effects, but the fact that we're barely even leaving the house and I could take class from my couch if I wanted to made the whole process seem a lot more doable. So, a month before my 28th birthday, I made the call and I scheduled a testing appointment and a consult to begin the egg freezing process. The day of my first appointment, I walked through the fertility clinic's doors, unsure of exactly what I should expect. A nurse drew my blood, and then she took me back to the room where I would have an ultrasound. During the ultrasound, I literally had my eyes fixed on the screen the entire time. I have had many ultrasounds of my pelvis before, but I had always had them because I was having a really bad pain flare up. Kept trying to interpret the images on the screen, but of course, nothing really stood out to my own non-medical eyes. I anxiously waited for several weeks until I actually had the consult with the doctor. The appointment was virtual, which definitely felt strange, but I had my mom sit in with me because I was also really, really anxious. The doctor began going through my test results, and everything was normal until she got to one blood value, my AMH level. This number is pretty much used to predict how many eggs they think that they might be able to get during each cycle. She said that my number was low and my heart immediately dropped. I'm only 28, but that number was what they would expect from a woman who was 40 years old. After that, I pretty much scoured the internet for more information about the entire process. I was really surprised to find out that there was not that much info out there. Maybe it's because insurance doesn't cover egg freezing unless you have cancer or you're lucky enough to work at one of the handful of companies that do cover it, which is very few. The process is prohibitively expensive at anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, and oftentimes that doesn't even include the medications that you have to take. I'm really lucky that I have savings to cover this cost, but we really have to think about why are insurance companies the ones who oftentimes get to make these decisions about our reproductive futures? For women like me with endo and other diseases that affect the reproductive system, like PCOS, egg freezing really isn't something that you just decide to do on a whim. It's a pretty big decision that you make to hopefully ensure that you're able to get pregnant in the future, even though there are still no guarantees. When I was first diagnosed with endometriosis, there was very little information about it online, but then some celebrities and other social media influencers started to publicly share their own battles with it. I'm really hoping that this same thing happens with egg freezing. And in the meantime, I think that we really need to put up a fight to make this more affordable. Every woman should have the choice to do whatever they think is right for their own body and their own future.